Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Hey, we are on fire. We're burning all the GMOs, folks. I want to take a call now, Marilyn, from Sweden. I guess it's Larry in Sweden. Is that right? Is that you?
Yeah, that's correct.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling the program.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask the doctor, when did GMO really get started in the U.S.?
That's a great question. I mean, from everything that I've read, the beginnings of GMO happening were in the 40s, after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, from all that I've read, the real massive use of it really started to take place in the 80s, you know, late 70s into the early 80s, and from then on. So,
wow.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, then I only get really doses of it because I usually come back to the States every 3 years. I left in 69.
You left in 1969? Is that right?
Yeah, I was really born in Virginia.
Okay.
Okay.
But another thing, what about peanuts? Because I love peanuts. How widespread is GMO in peanuts?
You know, the thing with peanuts, well, peanuts are also one of the mass, you know, one of the large crop products as well. So they are part of what is genetically modified. Not all peanuts are. Again, if you look for organic, they're better than non-organic. The problem with peanuts is there's another problem, and it's called aflatoxins. And they are inherent naturally in peanuts due to just the growing conditions. Now, if you love peanuts and you have them once in a while, I don't think they're going to hurt you. But if you make like I said earlier, if you have too much of any food in the long run of your life, it's toxic. I mean, even broccoli. But if you have a moderation of all things, including peanuts, it's not going to hurt you as long as you're choosing organic versus commercial.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, Larry, does that help you?
Yeah, that helps. And just one more question, and then I can take it off air. China, because we get lots of vegetables imported in Europe now from China.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How is GMO in China?
Yeah, China is such a questionable country. I mean, you know, I one of the things I talked about in one of my seminars recently was not to buy any kind of canned foods from China or Thailand or any of those countries, because we don't know what we're getting. They do not have the same kind of rules and laws that we have about it and that Europe originally had about GMOs and the non-use of GMOs. So, you know, they're much more lax in their rulings. That I did not know about Europe, and I would say try to grow your own or get produce from your local growers. I would really emphasize that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Hope that helps
you
in Sweden, and spread the word as well.
Yeah.
To Republic Broadcasting Network on the net. And before we come up against the next break, I did want to, ask you, because people are wondering, do you have a particular website that you would direct them to that lists all of these subjects and the companies that are the most of the offenders in this area of GMOs?
My website at the present time does not have much of that information, but we have a new website that we're working on that will be published soon, and in that one I will be addressing all of those kinds of things. So my website is my name. It's MarilynJoyce.com, MarilynJoyce.com. And the other place where I address things like this on a regular basis, Rick, is through Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, because that's where I can put out messages
all
the time.
Hang on now. We got a quick break. Come right back to that, and we'll take more calls. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only 2 words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
All right, we're back, folks. And I should mention that Karen Testado has also Skyped me and told me about the website truefoodnow.org, www.truefoodnow.org, Marilyn, as well as another site for lists of GMOs, www.centerforfoodsafety.org. Okay? Thought yeah. I would pass that on, folks. Let me take a call here from Terry in Texas now. Hello, Terry. Are you there, sir? Do we have Terry?
I was walking between rooms, and I just caught the tail end of Dr. Joyce. I think she was talking, and this is in reference to the farmers markets. And I think she was talking, if I get this correctly, about barriers. And, you know, I'm hoping from this that somebody who works in the food in a farmers market, who where the works there has a stand, calls in and maybe can clarify this. Because I was at, I'm kind of paraphrasing, it was about 3 months ago, and I missed the tail end of this farmer's market, and it was closed, and I was talking to people in the parking lot there, and this was here in Austin, Texas, and they were talking about how, everybody that sells at this farmer's market, it's all organic, but it's not identified as that, because over the years, you know, they've come in with the state regulations and the city regulations and federal regulations, and they've created so many artificial barriers in a lot of these farmer's markets that they've taken the signs down. And, you know, that's the thing, too, is the laws are all set up, you know, either through regulations or through subsidies to, you know, feed this beast and feed this animal, i.e. Walmart, you know, petitioning Congress to lower the standards as to what's organic. So I hope she can speak to that, the heart of that issue. And, the thing about the barriers are killing these. So you go into a farmer's market, more than likely it is organic, but they don't identify the sign unless you ask them off the side because, you know, they're trying to put the kibosh on it.
Yeah, that is a huge issue. I totally hear what you're saying. You know, it's the same as the fact that it can be $100,000 to $150,000 a year for the certification, and most, you know, independent farmers, small farmers, are lucky if they're making $50,000 a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just impossible, and that's the thing at the farmers' markets. It's just such a sadness that they can't really. I mean, unless it's a huge market like in San Francisco, they seem to be able to do it. But you know, so many of the smaller farmers' markets, you just have to get to know the farmers and ask them individually.
Even the farmers' markets in Union Square in New York, which are huge and they do incredible business, none of those ones are marked organic. But you can talk to those people off the side, and they're not really saying, you know, they don't know if you're there to bust them. When I've talked to them, you know, they're saying, well, this is what we do. These are our standards. This is all stuff. And you have a pretty good idea. These guys are, you know, are really concerned about the earnestness and integrity of their product, i.e. it's organic.
Exactly. Yeah. I know it's a tragedy that we have this situation going on, because I mean, that's the same thing here. I've actually had to get to know the farmers so that they know, like, and trust me kind of thing, you know? Then once they do, they tell me everything. I can go to the farmer's market and they'll say, "Hey Marilyn, this is organic. This is really great." You know, they'll call me over because they know they know me. They know they can trust me. I'm not going to report them to anybody. But the fact that we have to live in that kind of fear is ridiculous.
Until we decent, you know, that's another barrier. I'll hang up. You've got other callers. Until they can decentralize, allow these laws and decentralize these subsidies, it's set up for this, you know, mechanical distribution model to get the cheapest price delivered to the cheapest person at the cheapest unit cost. And what do you get? Garbage.
And that's why it's so critical for us to stand up and not buy from places like Walmart and places like that, and also to fight them tooth and nail to prevent the standards from being lowered.
Well, go to Whole Foods. I mean, you go in there, probably maybe a third of the stuff they sell is organic. The rest is conventional. Even what they barely have stuff in there that's organic.
It is changing very rapidly, and I know it always comes down to our pockets. Our pocketbook speaks. I have gotten to the place where I have very limited places that I will shop now for food, and
that's right.
I want to support the small farmers who are doing the best they can to keep us with organic produce that's really wholesome, and stay away from packaged processed foods, because the more that we spend on that kind of thing, the more we're supporting the big conglomerates.
Yeah, it used to be, though, that, you know, we were taught that all you have to look for is the sodium content and the calories and whatever else is in there, preservatives, but now it's much more than that. That's the thing that's scary.
It's the completely
source
different
and
world
where
today.
It's coming from. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, and no, right. Absolutely. You would think the city would bend over backwards to help the small farmers here? Heck no. No.
No.
They can't because it's all about payoffs and bribes and big money and big corporate powers that will come in and make sure that they don't allow that. They do want to in Congress, as you know. There's various movements to try to make organic farming a crime, to make people doing that and trading foods and so forth, bartering, a criminal act now.
Well, they will enforce it here in the city. They have a bunch of hoops you got to jump through just to have a stand here.
Yeah.
Look at that barrier. Yeah. And for a lot of people who want to get started, you know it's hard. I mean, it's to get it going, you've got all the capital invested just to sell a seasonal crop.
Absolutely.
That's a tough road to hoe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we're going to see is a lot more people coming together. I'm seeing it here in Southern California. They're coming together and forming co-ops where they garden together, and they're producing their own produce, and they're not going to the stores.
That's a good alternative. If that's what it takes, folks, do it, you know. All right,
yeah.
Terry, thank you for the call, as always. And we're going to take another call here from Eric in Georgia now. Hello, Eric.
Hello?
Yes, you're on,
yeah.
Eric.
Y'all touched on what I was going to raise. It's, you know, I believe it was Henry Kissinger that said that he who controls the food controls the people, and that's the name of the game. It's control.
Right. Absolutely it is, yes.
And they got this, Senate Bill 510, which I think y'all were indirectly referring to, where they were
running
a family farmer out of business. I was listening to Karen Tostada earlier today, and she mentioned a lady who's promoting community weaving, weaving people together in the communities where they help one another, similar to what Dr. Joyce was referring to in California, where the people are coming together in food co-ops.
Yes, and actually growing their own produce as well. You know, they're actually coming together and growing together and sharing. And you know, it's like a real movement. It's not just here, but this is, I know what's happening here, but I know it's also happening in other parts of the country. You know, where they're just, people are coming together in communities and they're saying enough already. And, you know, we just need to keep expanding it and refusing to spend money on the things that are out there that are not healthy. I mean, granted, we've got a lot of people that are unaware, but you know how it is. The more people become aware, then the more people will become aware. You know, it's like a virus, which is a good virus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key is raising awareness so people come to the realization that their liberties are being taken from them.
Yes.
It is, you know, it's hard to fathom for the average person, because they will say, hush, you know, conspiracy theories. But let's face it, the way I look at things, it's from a what we call cosmos diabolicus point of view. That is Satan's kingdom on earth. And he wants control. He wants control of your body, your mind, and your soul. And that's the whole point, is that eventually he has to achieve that by what he's doing now. Wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and using science to accomplish that, you know. So I look at it from that biblical, scriptural point of view, the enemy that we fight here, okay? And it ultimately has to go right back to Satan himself.
Right. And it's like you said, Rick, when you see it happening before your eyes, it's no longer a theory, it's a fact then.
Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much for that call there, Eric. I appreciate it. You know, just to sum up, you know, before the break, I have to say that the thing that frightens me here more than anything, and I've just alluded to it scripturally, in my view anyway, the way I look at everything, is that one of the great sins of all time, one of the great sins that invites God's judgment upon a nation and a people and a world, is the sin of man trying to play God. And that's exactly what I see, okay, in my view, you know, Marilyn. I see men playing God, trying to modify life, to create life, and they're doing it in different ways, and they're doing it, you know, with people and oh my goodness, cloning and so forth. And to me, that is going to invite total disaster.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is all about the control factor, and I agree with you. It is literally, it's this few people, few families with a lot of power and money that are dominating and controlling. And, I mean, I've been saying that forever. I remember a book that was pulled off the shelves called The Illuminati, and it was pulled off every shelf. Now, who pulled it off the shelf?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to know that. Yeah.
All right. Yes, we'll come right back in the final segment tonight with our guest, Dr. Marilyn Joyce and Rick Adams, Uncensored, only here at Republic Broadcasting Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Very good. We're back, folks. Thank you for being with us in this program tonight. In the last 7 minutes or so in this segment that I have with you, Marilyn, I would like you to once again reiterate the kind of products that we should be particularly concerned about today when we shop and when we buy, particularly if we're not buying organic. What should we buy and what should we be aware of that's harmful?
Well, first of all, the foods that you really want to be aware of that are potentially harmful, and they are definitely harmful if they're not organic, are soy, corn, canola, cotton, anything with cotton, you know, cotton seed oil, which is used in almost all packaged, processed, crispy things, you know, potato chips, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then sugar beets, tomatoes, potatoes. Those are all large cash crop products, so you want to make sure you buy organic. You also have to be aware that anything like, you know, the soy protein isolates are a potential hazard. Things that, tofu if it's not organic, anything that's got modified starch, monosodium glutamate, and a big kicker, aspartame, anything with equal NutraSweet aspartame, they're all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Direct link to brain tumors and also massive things like migraine headaches, et cetera, et cetera. What I have found is with people who are eating, there's over 6,000 foods out there with aspartame in them. Aspartame equal NutraSweet in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you consider that, you have to watch you have to read every label out there to make sure you're not getting any of the aspartame or modified starch, monosodium glutamate. I'm actually going to put a list together and have it available to anybody who comes onto Facebook, you know, because that's where I disseminate a lot of information at this time.
Yes, so, Rumsfeld's disease, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, where are you on Facebook and Twitter? Because I'm not one of those that particularly gets involved with those types of sites. But where are you now? How can we find?
The best place now, because my profile page is full with that 5,000, that's the limit. So now I'm using my fan page, which I call peer page. And
all
that's
right.
Just facebook.com/ and then DR Marilyn Joyce, MarilynJoyce. So it's just Dr. Marilyn Joyce. And that's where I put up fast, healthy tips every day. I put links to all these kinds of things that I put together and, you know, make them available. And I'll recycle as well, you know, things that I put up before that people who are new on my list can now get. So, you know, as long as they're checking in every couple of days, they'll see these things put up.
Yes, that's very good of you, and the work that you and Karen Testato and United We Strike, all of this is important, ladies and gentlemen.
Critical.
To educate. Yes, it's critical. It's not just important. It is. It's very critical to people in these times when we need to be as independent of the system as ever before. It is worse than ever. And in the name of progress, in the name of science, in the name of all of these advancements, we are actually taking one big, giant leap backward, I would say. I would definitely make that conclusion to you, Doctor.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm always filled with optimism, Rick, and I believe that we have the power as long as we take the power.
Well, that's part of the thing is that, you know, I mean, let's face it, we're on this earth and, you know, it's going to be difficult in days ahead for people to be survivors and to manage to be free of this evil system and the mark of the beast and all of that. But, you know, you can if I think you are doing what you need to do in communion with God and to obey his statutes and laws as much as you possibly can do it and to live close to the earth that he gave you. I think you're going to be in a much better position to survive any of this that's to come, you know, and what they're trying to foist on us. So, again, we keep reminding people to do that over and over again, and people are putting it off, and, well, it's not happened yet, it's not going to happen tomorrow, and, well, I've got time, and then lo and behold, you know, it's like that hurricane or storm or blizzard or whatever that comes when you least expect it, you know, that tornado comes out of nowhere, and then it hits. And then before you know it, you said, gee, I wish I had done this, and I had done that. And so that's why we try to urge people to think. These are the thinking talk shows. These are not the mindless, you know, silly, run-of-the-mill, so-called mainstream talk radio programs. So it's serious. It's important. You have a little bit of fun along the way, too, you know. But the reality is that we try to bring information and use that information. That's about it, Marilyn. Any other thoughts?
You're doing great work, Rick. I am so, so honored to have had this opportunity with you tonight because and to have had the opportunities with Karen before because I just so love what you're doing. I think it's critical right now, and the more of us that we can get out there spreading the word, the better. So
Amen.
You got me on board, that's for sure.
And we will invite you back whenever we can, as often as we can, to spread the word. Thank you again, Marilyn. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. You have a good night now.
You too, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless. All right. Well, there you go, folks. You heard it here on the program, and thank you again, Karen Testato, for doing so much work. I know you and Marilyn Joyce are close friends, and so it is important, folks, to know these things and to be aware of them. All right. We're out of time on this segment, but when we come back, some titillating tidbits, more info, and some audio, maybe. Well, you stay tuned. Rick Adams on Sensor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
We're back, folks. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, of course, one of the things that is quite important to talk about, but yet, of course, we have to say that it is certainly no shock, no surprise to you out there, has to do with the photos of American GIs. American GI soldiers posing with corpses. That's right. In Afghanistan, folks. Those who have seen the photos say they are grisly, and soldiers beside newly killed bodies, decaying corpses, and severed fingers. The dozens of photos described in interviews and in email and military documents of obtained by the Associated Press were seized by the Army investigators as a crucial part of the case against these five soldiers accused of killing three Afghani civilians earlier this year. Well, you know, that's one thing, folks, the grisly photos of the poses by these servicemen. Then we wonder why they get killed, and we wonder why they kill themselves, and the suicides are up and high. You know, war does that. War is definitely evil, and we talked about that last night, too, in the horrific evil of World War II and the American involvement in it, making it even more evil. Well, that's not all. That's not all. Have you heard about the mind machine? It knows what you are thinking, and it's going to tell. I kid you not. That's the story. The story is the Mind Machine Project. And, you know, they're talking about this project, all of the data now gathering and into sharing being done by the government. That's right, ballistic and government in the same sentence. It's a story that has been posted on some of the websites. The Mind Machine, essentially what it does is it plows through huge volumes of data, such as phone calls and social networks, and the computer system, we are told, can actually detect resentment, obsessiveness toward the government by various means, such as analyzing your voice biometrics and the content of your messages, folks. So isn't that something, huh? This magical mind machine will dispatch law enforcement to spy on you. Now, if that isn't Orwellian, and that is not draconian, I ask you, what is? What is? Now, the story of stories today happens to be something that may be most titillating to most of our listeners. Most of our listeners, sure, you know all about Rick Sanchez, who was fired from CNN because of his remarks, and particularly remarks not just attacking Jon Stewart, but particularly revealing the observations that he's made about Jews running the network, okay? Once again, proving the efficacy of his statement. I'll get into that in a moment. But Mr. Sanchez, of course, is no hero of mine, and you know, his name has popped up before in his activities in Florida in the past, his DUI problems and so on and so forth. And be that as it may, I'm no fan of his. Let me state that right at the outset. But having said that, it's interesting to note what can get a nice little liberal goy, an Hispanic, if you will, a Latino, Cuban, American, into trouble. CNN host Rick Sanchez came under fire today after making controversial remarks the previous day on the satellite radio program, and it wasn't mine, I can assure you, although it could very well have been. Sanchez was on one of the programs on Sirius, the satellite network, and he was on with Mr. Dominic. And apparently what happened was he called out Comedy Central host Jon Stewart, who was Jewish, as a bigot for mocking him and complained that, quote, Jews, like Stewart, don't face discrimination. He also suggested that CNN and perhaps the media industry more broadly, can you imagine this, is run by Jews and elitists who look down on Hispanics like himself. Well, needless to say, that was the clarion call, folks. That's enough to put you in the hooscow. That'll throw you out the door. That'll end the paycheck. Proving his point, of course, and that's exactly what happened. Clearly, the comments did not sit well with the network. And all of those who run the network, those Arabs, as I think one of the top dog talk show hosts would say, those Arabs and Muslims that run it. Yes, those Arab millionaires. Rick Sanchez is no longer with the company, the CNN statement read. We thank Rick for his years of service, and we wish him well. My goodness, sounds like Rick Adams, huh? Unbelievable, folks, but believable at the same time. Of course, you know, he was on with Stand Up with Pete Dominic, and he made this explosive statement and interview with him. He went on and on, apparently, and some of the audio I have here, but I don't know if we have time to play it. However, let me play just a portion here, if I might, if I could. I will definitely try to do that. Let me see. Here we go.
We're not minorities. understand that those of us who are, and very few of us will say the things that I've just said, are actually more complex than they think
Stewart's,
we are, and we get
Stewart's
them.
A minority, as much as you are.
He come on. How
he's
is he
Jewish.
A minority? Yeah.
Rick.
Very powerless people.
Whoa.
But, you're just such a minority. I mean, you know, please. What are you kidding?
He's You're telling me that...
I'm telling you that everybody who runs CNN is a lot like Stewart. And a lot of people who run all the other networks are a lot like Stewart. And to imply that somehow they, the people in this country who are Jewish, are an oppressed minority? Yeah.
They have a history of oppression, no?
No question about that.
They can't relate to that?
I grew up in Miami. Every one of my best friends was Jewish. What are you talking about?
They can't,
but
they can't relate to that? A Jewish person doesn't always have a constant fear in the back of their head that
I think his father
the Holocaust?
Could. I think his father could.
I think every Jewish person feels that way.
I hope so.
Of all the Jewish people I talk to, I have a good buddy of mine. Just he's so paranoid about this this whole mosque thing because it is. And you hear Bloomberg and other Jews coming out and defending it because it's when are they coming for us again?
Yeah.
So I disagree with you.
I think
and I'm
right.
Not Jewish and I'm not Puerto Rican. I have had every.
But just because.
Every
but hold on a minute.
It's not
hold
easy
on a minute.
Being bald.
Just because someone's Jewish, they're not capable of. Being prejudicial? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Oh. I'm saying just because...
Because if that's your only defense...
No, I'm saying Jewish people can relate to oppression.
I'm not... When I say that about like someone like Jon Stewart, somebody way out to the left, that they can be prejudicial, I'm not saying it has anything to the fact that they're Jewish or not Jewish, first of all. I mean, you brought the whole Jewish conversation into this. I don't think Jewish has anything to do with this. I don't think you're less apt to be prejudiced or more apt to be prejudiced because you are Jewish.
I brought it in because you brought in your ethnicity.
I'm talking about our differences in the way we grew up in our lives. Yes, I grew up...
Well, I mean, that's all I can right now get for you folks, but I think you get the drift. And exactly what has taken place in this particular case. Now, I'm sure that many of you out there find this to be a verification of everything that you've heard, everything you've seen, everything that you have thought for a long time. And indeed, it would be the case. It would be true that what we have seen is validated by the evidence of what happened to him, just being having been fired, and that is part of the matrix here. And the issue is really, and Sanchez is really trying to be, I think, quite diplomatic, quite defensive, and yet, you may agree, he's also getting the word out. Now he joins a number of people, including Marlon Brando, the late Marlon Brando, and of course we think of Mr. Gibson, and we think of others recently, and some who are not even very popularly referred to in the press, who have lost their jobs because of similar statements and similar accurate observances on the part of really what is in control of the media. Having said that, I think you will all agree that the power is there, and the conclusion that we must come to then is, what do we see on our evening boob tubes? What do we hear on so-called mainstream radio? What do we read in the so-called honest press, the so-called journal of record, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and L.A. Times, and the Provident Journal, and all of these other papers bought and paid for by the same people? Well, again, we're reading about all of these evils in the world called, yes, that's right, Islam, and we're reading and hearing and seeing about the need to stop this Islamic terror and to put these Arabs in their places. And my friends, now it was the same. Yes, it was the same in the 1930s as the United States was being propagandized into getting ready to go to war against Germans with a Germanophobia that was being created in the 30s. And then a Japanese-a-phobia, if you will, that was being cultivated then. And it's the same group. Nobody is going to deny that. People may get defensive and, oh my, he said the J word. But the reality is there, folks. It's there for you. And if you have a quick comment on that, you may. You may call me quickly before time runs out. 800-313-9443. Is it a crime? Should it be a crime? Is it somehow paranoia? Or somehow bigoted to observe certain laws of nature, certain facts of population. Is it wrong to say that the sun is hot and it heats the earth, that it has a tremendous amount of power over the world, and indeed without it we wouldn't be here? No, it's just a fact. Is it somehow bigoted or wrong to observe that Judaism, as it's called, Talmudism, as it's called, Zionism, as it's called, Synagogue of Satan, as it's called, has an inordinate amount of control over the media landscape here in the United States and now much of the world? And for reasons leading up to end-time prophecies, I might add. So, once again, Rick Sanchez, he commits the unpardonable sin, and he has to pay the price. The unpardonable sin to them. What do you think would have happened if Rick Sanchez just happened to mention those Muslims as being troublemakers? Well, you know, Jon Stewart's reputation, I assume. I've never really watched the man because I don't entertain cable television. But you can imagine that if Rick Sanchez mentioned the Arabs in such a way as having to control the oil industry or having an inordinate amount of influence over America's foreign policy, as they have been accused of being responsible for vis-a-vis the Saudis, that would have gone unnoticed on that interview pertaining to his new book. Wouldn't even be an issue. The fact that it is an issue is indeed proof of the accuracy of his statement. We're talking about the powerful elite, so-called, as they call themselves, the multi-billionaire and now trillionaire elite of the media, and the Annenbergs, and the Bronfmans, and the Lanskys, and the Dollitzes, and all of those, the Bloomberg field, and my goodness, we can go on, the Newhouses. We can go on and on and on and on and on. And how do the media report it? Well, MSNBC has a field day. You know, all they can say is that he makes the allegation. He makes the statement, the opinion, that somehow Jews have something to do with running CNN, and they may even have something to do with controlling the flow of media reportage in the other networks. I hate to say information, because most of what we get now is disinformation, misinformation. So when he refers to the elite Northeastern establishment liberals who won't let him anchor and who discriminated against him at CNN because he was the consummate little, quote, Latino, unquote, he's really referring to them. And he's speaking of a particular group of people who are in control. Now, he'll be condemned, and he will be relegated to the status of Helen Thomas and all of the others who have had to pay a price. Good luck. Good luck. I realize it'll help your book sales, but that ain't enough, my friend. Ain't enough. Goodbye to your career. Folks, that's the kind of truth that is not to be tolerated in the world today. It is intolerable, except on programs and networks here, that we have, by the grace of God, to tell the people truth, to give them the information that they need to connect the dots, folks, to connect the dots about what is running the world, who is running the world, and all of these important major issues that interconnect that we talked about even tonight: GMOs, issue of medical corruption, H1N1 virus hoax, all of the corporations and big pharmas and big agricultural businesses tie into the system. They don't all have to be owned by the same, but they all cooperate and work together. And that is the issue that must never be forgotten, as we see the forces of darkness reaching upon us, hovering over us, and the world getting crazier and crazier, right? I mean, just going berserk here, going nuts. nature being turned on its head, the laws of nature being interfered with by men, by people who are evil and diabolical, for their own gain and to control the world for their father, Satan himself, we have to come to some conclusions. We have to decide, as Mr. Bush once said during the 9/11 hoax, and he said, you're either for us or you're against us. And if you're for the government, then you're okay, you'll be all right, just fine. But if you're not on the team, and you're not part of the team, and you're against us, you are on the top of the enemy's list. You are right at the top of that list, folks. Okay? Get it straight. You either comply, or you will not exist when we're done with it. All right. Come right back in the final lap of the program. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, for God's sake. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Rick Adams is on, but he's getting ready to depart, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few minutes more in the program tonight. And not enough time for any real long calls. And I just want to take the time, however, to remind you that we are going to continue, Lord willing, with the kinds of guests that we've been having. And Monday night, we have scheduled one of the great people, I believe, and that, of course, I believe in the movement of fighting the system in a very creative way. And, of course, that is Mr. Cox. We've had him on before, too, with Karen Testato. And he is absolutely excellent at what he does. He's from Alaska. He's a fighter. He's teamed up with people in a system of opposing unlawful government, and it works there quite well. He's been spared a plot to take him down. He'll tell you about that. He'll tell you how it works, how to fight the beast as best you can, outside of the corrupt political system. Schaefer Cox is one person who is excellent at what he does, and he deserves encouragement as well. And I think Karen will join us as well as we prepare later in the month for the Tax Strike 15 United We Strike marathon once again that we will be doing. And again, folks, this is building up. Certainly the enemy is aware of it. The enemy is not happy that people are doing the kinds of things that are awakening those to get off of the system, off of the grid. And what's going on right now with this corrupt administration is typical. All politicians in these positions of power are bought and paid for. Obama was set up years ago to become president, just as Jimmy Carter was, just as Richard Nixon was, just as Gerald Ford was, just as Papa Bush was, and Mr. Clinton, and Baby Bush. No, in and of themselves, they have no power. They are working for a powerful group, a satanic group, and the synagogue of Satan has many tentacles, many fronts, but it all comes back to one city, and that's right there in the Middle East. Now, it's not Mecca. I hate to tell you. It's not Jeddah. It's Jerusalem. And that's why we need to know these things. That's why we need to understand how we're being lied to by the media, from everything, from medicine to politics to the Constitution to our heritage to all that we are, all that we have become in our country today. The biggest lie of all is war. War is good. It certainly is for some. It destroys the rest. It destroys us. It's made us psychopaths. It's made our nation. It's made our nation a basket case, psychologically, a suicide case. We are committing national suicide. That's exactly what is being done to us. They give us the knife, and we apply it. Take the gun and fire the bullets. So, having said that, and leaving you on that seemingly depressing note, I want to tell you that the hope is yet to come, the greatest hope of all. Folks, keep your eyes on him and him alone, and don't follow any man. Don't follow any talk show host, period. You listen to him. You listen to the Word of God. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing. Good night, and God bless.